Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyros, Daf Mem Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, in the, right in the middle of the page, three lines after the Gemara starts with the words, Roshim Ben Lakish Omer. Roshim Ben Lakish Omer, Zoyse Meres Yerushalayim Oso Isa Kachotza Beis Shmira. Ma Kachotza Beis Shmira Toiveles Avzu Toiveles. Roshim Ben Lakish says, now, when the Mishnah taught that if produce was completed and it was taken through Yerushalayim, its Masa Sheni must be returned and eaten in Yerushalayim, this shows that Yerushalayim is viewed as a guarded courtyard. Just as a guarded courtyard makes it tevel, meaning that it is now obligated in terms of masses, and we may no longer snack on it without tithing, so too Yerushalayim makes it tevel. Amar Yonah b'din haya afilu batim shesham lo yadbilu shehein shel kol yisrael. Yonah asked the question, if so, even bringing it into a house in Yerushalayim should not obligate it from the Torah, since Yerushalayim wasn't divided amongst the tribes, and a person's house belongs to all of Klal Yisrael rather than to him, and it therefore cannot obligate. And as Oisa Meres, Yerushalayim, also Oisa Kachotza Beis Shmira, Machotza Beis Shmira, Toifeses, Avzu, Toifeses. Rather, Yerushalayim is viewed as a guarded courtyard, meaning that just as a guarded courtyard takes hold of produce, so too Yerushalayim takes hold of produce, meaning that it takes hold of the Masa Sheni that's inside the tevel, and it can no longer be removed and must be eaten over there. Amr Rabbi Yonah should say, Hada Amr, Kriishu Tovol, Lerishoin, Vilasheni, Imhisuboy, Mishum Sheni Leike. Rabbi Yonah says that if so, this teaches that if a pilot was tevel because of its obligation to separate Masa Rishon and Sheni, if he was warned outside Yerushalayim not to eat it because it contains Masa Sheni, he could incur lashes for eating it. Hesiv, Rabbi Mana, Vataninan, Beshamer, Oimim, Yachzor, Masa Sheni Shalahem, Vyachob Yerushalayim, Islach Meima, Abde Beshamer, Leike. Rav Mana asked the question, our Mishnah taught concerning produce that was incomplete and brought into Yerushalayim, that Beis Shammai say that the walls absorbed it and the Masa Sheni must be eaten there. Could you say that according to Beis Shammai he incurs lashes if he then eats it outside? And since the produce is incomplete, there's no Masa Sheni yet in the produce. Ela chay mehu b'mechitzos, aifacha chay mehu b'mechitzos. Rather, if the stringency they gave to treat it as if the walls absorbed it, so too, completed produce, even though they're not actually viewed as if the Masa Sheni was separated, they were stringent to say that the walls absorbed it and it must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Zeir Abayi, Hifresh alav Sheni b'mokam acher, nifta oikva tafsasa mechitza. Rabbi Zeir asked that if a person separated Masa Sheni from another pile that had not been brought into Yerushalayim for a pile that had, is the pile inside now exempt from Masa Sheni and need not be returned to Yerushalayim? Or do we say that once it was brought in, the walls already took hold of the Masa Sheni in the tevel, and it must be separated from that tevel rather than from another pile? Rabbi Yonah boy, also kuloi sheni lemokaim acher kuloi nitfas oi lo nitfas ele echad measar shesh boy. Rabbi Yonah asked a question in the opposite case: if a person declared all of the tevel he brought into Yerushalayim to be Masa Sheni for other tevel that was not brought in, does it fully take effect, or does only one tenth of it become Masa Sheni? And the Gemara leaves these two questions unanswered. Ha'saliteinim l'achila v'saliyanovim l'achila gema melacha hein. And the Mishnah taught that if they were brought in when they were not yet complete, for example, baskets of grapes to be used for pressing or figs for drying. The Gemara says this shows that baskets of figs for eating and baskets of grapes for eating are considered complete.